Welcome, everybody. Shir number 977, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, of course, we're in the middle of the halachas of Mayim Achreinim, and we went through the reasons what it's all about. Now we are trying to go through some of the halachas, how to work Mayim Achreinim. So we spoke about last year, our siman again, we like to mention the siman, people could look it up if they'd like. Siman Kuf Pei Aleph, we're in Sif Beis, in the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch, and so on. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah we spoke about, could somebody pour water onto the ground or not, right? You're washing my machroinim, we said there's a problem of Ruach Ra over there. And the Shulchan Aruch actually said one should not pour water onto the ground. Because of the Ruach Ra, people could, you know, where people walk and so on. But, if somebody doesn't have a kli, they should pour it into a kli utensil, right? If they don't have, they should pour it onto wood or whatever. What about on the floor? So the Mishnah Berurah actually said, we ended off in Sifkat and Gimel, if Afagat, one could actually even pour it under the table. Now, there's a few things I just wanted to mention. First of all, in conjunction, if it happens to be Shabbos, one has to be careful if there's a carpet. I mean, usually most people are not pouring it on a carpet, but you're not allowed to pour water onto a carpet. That could be running into a problem of shiriyasu zehu kibusa. You're not allowed to wet materials on Shabbos. We're talking about a regular hard ground. And also another thing to keep in mind, if there's sometimes, let's say on Sukkot, it just popped in my head with Hashem's help. And on Sukkot, it could be also maybe there's grass or something like that under the table. You know, so somebody would say, well, I'll wash, under the table, fine. In other words, just to read the Lashon Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Gimel that we read last time, V'lachin is mutil, litlam tachas a shulchan, you can wash under the shulchan if you don't have a kli. Best is any utensil, cup, bowl, or whatever, you don't have. Afal gav shalafam and mutsalkam a shulchan, even though sometimes we move away the table, but by that time he says it's gonna dry up, mikomakim, misnagvu beine uveine. So it's gonna dry up. Now, so we said on a carpet, most people are not pouring on a carpet, but it could come up on sukkahs. There might be grass or whatever, a person has a sukkah, and they didn't put down anything on the floor, you know, and you pour, good, I'll pour it under the table. There's dirt anyways, right? There's a ground anyways, but if you have stuff growing there, like plant, grass or whatever, so that's also a problem. You can't pour water on Shabbos or Yom Tov if you can't pour water where things are growing, like grass or whatever. So that's another thing to be, take into account. But if it's like on cement, or on a hard floor or something like that, so l'chayr, according to Mishnah Berurah, that would be fine. Again, we want to try and get a utensil as much as possible. Now, an interesting thing brings on the dirshu in, again, our siman kuf pei aleph in number five. What about, I wash my machronim into a kli. Good, I have a bowl, I have a cup. You see, sometimes a lot of people are very makbid to make sure to take it off the table. I remember years ago seeing that, make sure to take it off the table before we bench. Do you have to take the kli, the my machronim off the table? And when you, the kli that you wash, the utensil that you washed into, does that have to be removed? So he brings out in the dirsh, interesting, my machronim shenishru b'kli la'achar natila. Good, I wash my machronim into the bowl the way I'm supposed to, right? Or into the cup. The kasav v'shal zeshuvus or letzian. He says she'efshel levarich berachas amazin. Connect them. That he says a lashon efshir. Interesting that you could possibly you could even bench while it's on the table. Then he brings v'shal zeshuvus shevet alevi. He brings from the shevet alevi kasav she'ein sarich lahirid esamay machroinim that one would not. One would not have to take off the mayim achronim ayal shulchan ela lechatchila. So, in other words, that it's lechatchila, one should try and take it off. Initially, one should try and take it off if it's possible. But it's not, you know, if somebody starts benching and they, oy vey, I forgot the mayim achronim is still on the table and the kli that I washed into is on the table, maybe I should be benched, start again. No, so he said that's not a problem at all. So that's what we have so far. He brings the Arlet Tzion, that She'ef Shel Varech Berachas Amazon connect them, that maybe it's no problem at all. And from the Shevet HaLevi, that Shein Tzarech L'Horod Esamayim Achroinim Me'al HaShulchan El L'Chadchil. In other words, it's good to, initially one should take it off, but it's not ma'akiv. It's not going to, you know, if somebody benched, everything is still kosher v'yosha, as they say, it's still 100% no problem. He brings from the Orchis Rabbeinu that the Minig is to cover it. L'chasas esamayim achroinim The mapas niyar. One, if you don't remove it from the table, just to cover it with a paper. You know, sometimes you see people, a lot of times I've seen this in the past also, people take either a pre-cut paper towel, a napkin or something that's on the table itself. And right before they get a bench, so they'll cover the mayim achroinim, you know, where they washed into. It could be because of the rachra, whatever the case is. So that's an interesting thing that I've seen over the years where people are very makbid on it. But the bottom line is, does one have to remove it from the table after they washed into the bowl, the mayim achroinim, or they washed into the cup or whatever? So lechatchila, it's good to take it off. It's definitely, we see initially one should try and take it off. If somebody did not, it does not affect the benching at all. The minig is, even if you don't even have to remove it all together, but just take at least a napkin, like he brings down from the Archas Rabbeinu, to take a napkin or maybe a towel sometimes is on the table left over, whatever the case is, or a pre-cut paper towel, and just, just to cover it up. And that would also be good enough. But the point I do want to make, you know, people shouldn't become, you know, sometimes I've seen in the past people, hey, I can't stop benching, and, you know, my machroinim, it's like, you know, but the evidence, it's okay. It's not the worst thing in the world. Preferably, if you could, you remove it from the table. Okay, we're going to stop here. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and Barucha Kol Tuv.